This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great Monday. Some rain is going to move into the area a little bit later. Be weather aware. Mike Bell, we are counting down to mandatory mini camp here over the next couple of days, and we're going to be up there on Wednesday. And when it comes to our Falcons, we do have some things to discuss. If you're just joining us, Braves did lose and get swept over the weekend to the Giants. We've been spending a lot of time on it today, and we're going to talk with our buddy Grant McCauley and go around the yard. He covers the Braves and MLB for us, and there are just some things right now that are troubling about this team. And again, I think, you know, a lot of people didn't understand why they decided to bring back Craig Kimbrell and then decide within a day or two of bringing him up and allowing him to pitch, he doesn't have it. And you know, DFA'd him. And, Mike, that was one of the things we discussed. We'll ask Grant if he knows the answer to that. But that was curious within itself.
Yeah, I said to Carl to start the show, I was like, one of the first things off the top of my head, Albies with a boneheaded play, Murphy with a boneheaded play, which cost you the game, game two of the series up in San Fran. And then why did you do what you did? Did you not know what Craig Kimbrell was or wasn't through like his second week in Gwinnett? And then just to bring him up to the show? And I think some people said, look, whatever you think about what he's got left in his tank, isn't he owed a little bit more respect than that as a guy that was a pretty good Brave? So it just seems like, are you literally throwing stuff up on the wall and see what sticks?
It feels that way.
You know, I said to Carl Earl, you know, Griffin Canning, guy that was on this roster, I mentioned all the time, you know, you're always looking for value, and he brings in guys who never heard of his pitchers who pan out. This guy slipped through the cracks and is killing it for the Mets this season. So, you know, that's the thing. So I'm going to get on about Alex, because Alex has done some pretty amazing work, I think, with one hand tied behind his back. But now a lot of guys on social media are saying, guys, you're not giving Alex Anthopoulos enough heat for where this thing is. And so we'll get into that as well with Grant.
Yeah, lineup feels flawed at this point. But when you're putting guys, as they did over the weekend, the last four guys in your lineup, nobody's hitting. Nobody's hitting. Whether it was Eli, Mike, whether it was Harris, Verdugo, like, no, it doesn't matter how you situate them. And that's been part of the problem. The last four guys in this lineup are dead. Like, they're not helping your offense at all.
Ronald had that strange at bat. Five pitches, not one swing.
Yeah.
That was like late in the game, so a lot of guys are asking, what's up with that? Like, I'm not going down, not trying to open a can of worms if Acuna's like quiet quitting, which guys are already starting to say on the text line. But Riley, Olsen, Ozuna, I mean, these guys were all part of that 23 team. So these guys, I've shown the ability to rake. They're not doing it now. Murphy, you know how I feel about him. He's batting .214 for the season. You know, if you can't hit, can you at least catch the position? And he couldn't do that for you on Saturday.
Grant's on the way, guys. Let's talk some Falcons, because with Aaron Rodgers officially signing over the weekend with the Steelers, where's the landing spot if, in fact, you're going to move Kirk Cousins? Now, as we've discussed this the entire offseason, and, Mike, I think a lot of Falcon fans have said, look, I'm just come to the resolution that he's going to be here. He's going to be our backup. We're probably going to see him on Wednesday when we're there, more likely. I don't think anything happens between now and then, but it doesn't mean that something doesn't happen between now and training camp. And remember, the Falcons could part ways with him. We're past that June 1 date. It's going to cost them $10 million outright to release Kirk Cousins, but it's not $35 million.
Right.
And you could, you know, split it up over the 2 years, so Atlanta would pay something, what, $27.5 million against the 2025 cap. Bottom line is that this is going to be something that is going to continue to be talked about. And you say, well, where are the landing spots if you still wanted to move him? Guys, I don't know. Because here's the deal. If his demand, as we understand it, is to want to be a starter in this league, you guys tell me where that's happening and where he's going to go and not compete for a job, more likely with a younger guy that's in the league, Mike, or a team that maybe just drafted a quarterback, if in fact that team was interested in trading for him. Everybody keeps talking about, like, the Saints, right? They're in a trouble spot. Right. They got two unproven guys. Spencer Rattler was there last year.
But they're going to roll with Shook. I mean, if I'm them, don't you roll with Shook and see what he can do?
Well, I don't know.
From the jump? I mean, you where he was drafted. And then also, worst case scenario, you're in the lottery for whatever's going to be rock and rolling next
year. Well, see, that's how I think the Saints are thinking. Kellen Moore is like, okay, even if my—
Not the lottery, but you know what I'm saying, like the top 10 picks.
Yeah, even if the quarterback situation is not what I expected, the bigger picture for the Saints is— It's a tank year. Let's be honest. They're rebuilding. I know you guys don't want to buy it, Saints fans. It's the facts. I don't expect the Saints to win more than six games this year, if that. So if you feel that way, Mike, why would you invest in a Kirk Cousins to come in and say, hey, we're trying to win, when I just think that's a false narrative for them?
The only way we get Kirk Cousins off the books between now and the start of the season or the first few weeks of the season, if somebody on a contender gets hurt. And if you go look at all the backups, there's basically, Carl, two-thirds, maybe three-quarters of the NFL is dead in the water when their starting quarterback goes out. I mean, if Stafford goes out, you could maybe laugh or shrug, but you have Garoppolo, the guy who played in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's better than two-thirds of what everyone else has as a backup. So if you're looking for that, where are you getting Kirk Cousins off the books? Somebody has to lose their starting quarterback, and then you get them over a barrel, and then maybe we could actually get something more than a fourth-rounder for Kirk Cousins. Of course, we won't have it till next season.
He's here. I think he's going to be here. And his options are slim.
No, there's nobody trading for Kirk Cousins now. And he'll be here at minicamp because, as we said, you know, you don't want to get jammed up with your contract. You got to be there this is the mandatory stuff. So they expect him to be there for 3 days.
Yeah, I just don't think that the Falcons all along were willing to just give him up for nothing and take the financial consequences of what went along with that.
You always said it. You always said they'd be rolling. But again, and there's nothing wrong with that theory, and we're going to do it, but just it is contingent on somebody needing a QB.
Well, the thing that I think bothers a lot of folks is just the money. The money doesn't add up, right? You're paying your backup more than you're paying your starter, and that was all predicated on him being the starter. But there's nobody paying more for their backup quarterback in the NFL than us. And that just doesn't sound or feel right. So I think that's what doesn't sit right with a lot of Falcon fans. Like, man, that don't make no sense. We could be doing something else with that money. Well, technically, it's still going to count against the cap. You're still going to take a hit even if you released him. But that's why I just feel like, you know what, we'll keep him. And look, I don't even want to say this is like punishment, Mike. I don't want to say that because some people have even insinuated that to me. Well, you know, you said he lied to them, and so maybe they're just holding on to him to kind of say, hey, this is the get back. This is a business. If you're not helping me win, I don't need you on my team, and I don't know if Kirk Cousins this year is going to do that for us. But the reality is, guys, he's not going anywhere. And I just think as we talk about the one place where we thought, hey, they might be interested, it's off the board now, and that was Pittsburgh. Right.
And now, you know, that Minnesota thing, he's not going, he's not going back to Minnesota. They're going to go roll with J.J. McCarthy, and that's all there is to it. They were a slight outlier for Aaron Rodgers, who's going to speak with them. Can't wait to hear what that's about. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers. Could you argue that these two guys are made for each other after our time with Arthur?
Look, I think—
I just can't wait to see how this dynamic plays out.
I maybe feel differently about this. I think Arthur is going to allow him to come in and say, what is it that you want to do? And adjust that offense. Everybody thinks they're going to be run first. I don't believe that. I think you have a quarterback you trust pushing the ball down the field. And the problem becomes, Mike, outside of DK Metcalf, who else scares you in the wide receiver room? That is something that potentially could change. But I don't think this is going to be Aaron Rodgers handing the ball off three downs in a row, guys, in a punt. That's not going to be this. So I feel like if Arthur Smith is smart in this situation – where maybe he didn't trust the guys that he had last year, this may be your last opportunity, Mike, because if this offense doesn't work, do you guys realize they didn't score a touchdown? They went seven quarters after week 11. They didn't score a touchdown last year, and they lost their last five games of the season in the regular season. And then they get into the playoffs, and they lose because of the offense. So I don't think they're just not going to allow him to push the ball.
Well, again, I said to Carl last week, I mean, DK Metcalf, Robert Woods is like 50, Calvin Austin, the plucky Scotty Miller, not exactly a murderer's row wide receiver since they made the trade with Pickens to get him off the books. So I'm curious about the playmakers there. You know, Freiermuth is a stud at tight end, but there is an interest in Jonnu Smith because we all know Arthur's got his guys, and Jonnu's arguably he certainly outplayed Pitts. You know, the time he was here.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out, but that's just my feeling, man. You got to be Mike. If you're going to win, you got to push the ball down the field. You cannot be afraid to do that. And you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to tell him, hey, we're going to hand the ball off, you know, two-thirds of the time. I don't believe that. I still think they'll do play action. That's always been a part of his offense, but I don't think they're just going to sit on it.
Jalen Warren, the running back from Oklahoma State. I mean, you're looking for the pop on the playmakers on the offensive side. That's why I felt if you're Tomlin, did you do enough on the offensive side for this squad? Metcalf was a big trade, and I know that at the end of the day, eventually, everybody's going to get fired. If you don't go to the playoffs and you don't win, just like here in Atlanta for the general manager, I'm just saying, all of a sudden, in the last couple of years, Mike Tomlin has become Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati, where you're going to the playoffs every year, but you're not doing anything. So, and I know the quarterback situation was kind of bizarro world. So I'm really curious to see what Justin Fields does in New York. They're going to really release the hounds and let him be the dynamic guy he was at times in Chicago.
They could have drafted one. They were in position to do it, and they decided that this was not the class they wanted to do it in. So, you know, they draft Will Howard, but that's late. And Howard's a guy, in my opinion, I think he's going to be a backup in this league, Mike, and probably a serviceable guy, make a lot of money doing that. But I don't see Will Howard as a starter, and that's why the Steelers were just waiting patiently on Aaron Rodgers to make this decision.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about the sack numbers last year, next to last in the NFL for this team. One of the things I can't wait to see at the minicamp when we're out there on this week, Wednesday, we'll be doing a show live, is to see what Pierce looks like since we spoke to him as the day after he got drafted.
Yeah,
Jalen Walker's a stud. Looking forward to seeing all of these guys out there. And again, it is what it is, just mini camp. But as Carl said, try not to be the hype man, knowing how much we try to put the work into the defense to retool it, to find some playmakers. And hopefully we got a nice mix of guys, young athletes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At the safety position, the corner position, that can kind of do some of the things that Ulbrich wants to do in addition to everything we've added. And guys, we haven't even seen the full potential because we haven't seen them on the field, like Braylon Trice, like Ruka Roro, Looking forward to seeing what these guys are going to do. Yeah. Just curious if Ulbrich knows what he's doing.
Well, we're going to find out pretty quickly.
I can't lie to you. Let's hope Ulbrich knows what he's doing.
We're going to find out pretty quickly here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.